Boston with Gardner Cox, and I thought maybe you could begin by telling me something of your... You mentioned how as a quite a young child you were already interested in art. Your father was an architect. Could you say something about your family as you and yourself as you can reconstruct it as a small child or your early child?
Well, my father was an architect and my mother was a painter. They met in Paris in the late 1800s. He'd been there for 4 years at the Beaux-Arts. She'd been there 8 years studying with French masters. And they were married in this country about 1902, I think. Before, 1904. So it was around the turn of the century when they met. And he was a very he went into a, at that time, they were both very able. She was, some of her masters had told her, or one of the leading French ateliers said that she could be the greatest woman painter that ever lived, in his opinion. And she got into the 1900 World's Fair American division of the paintings. She was a young woman. And she got a medal, a bronze medal, French government for her painting, a painting of hers. And she was very talented and had a distinguished taste. My father was also a very talented man. He came back when they were married. He'd come back, but I guess before that, he came back from the Beaux-Arts to enter the Boston Athenaeum competition. And a very dramatic story it was. He'd gone to MIT first, come down from Holyoke, Mass, and gone there, MIT, where he was the great favorite of De Pradel, the first great patron of architecture in this country.
Teacher of drawing at MIT.
He was a designer.
Yes.
He was the architectural patron, the first one in this country, I think. And my father, he took greatly to my father, who was a doctor's son in Holyoke. And he called him, my father, his spiritual son. And my father went from there to the Beaux-Arts, and then this competition, later on, came up for the Boston Athenaeum. A man who'd known him at Tech, William E. Putnam, whose father was a Bostonian and had some money, and had great faith in my father, having known him as a co-student at MIT, wired him that he would pay his way over and back the other turn to pay his expenses, that he would enter this competition.
He was still at the Beaux-Arts.
He was just getting through. I guess he was just through. He had to come from Europe, and he didn't have any money. And so he came back, and that was a great competition in the country in those days, comparable to the town hall competition here a little while ago. And it was all Ken Mead and White went into it, Career Hastings went into it, all the great firms went into it, all over the country. It was to take the old Boston Athenaeum and move it and put it where the present Ritz now is.
Yes, Arlington Street back.
Right, and my father came back, and these firms had lots of draftsmen. Big organized firms, Guy Lowell here, all the big architects in town here, and all the others, I say. And he lived in a room downtown someplace in Boston. He got a room, and he was just before he was married, I guess. He must have been just before he was married, 1903. He slept on the drafting table. He did the whole thing alone, all alone. Mr. Putnam had nothing to do with it at all. He just faced it. And he did it all alone, and he won it against the country. And it put him on the map.